Aye.
Hey, Mark. You seem to have put me on hold there for...
Aye, it was my sister, that phoned and I just had to hang up on her.
Ah, okay. Sorry about that, pal.
It's all right.
Just obviously to continue, Mark, I'm going to write to the social services and the local authorities of your care setting. Once I get that information or once I get any information, do you want me to share that with you, Mark?
No.
Okay, buddy. No problem. Clients, doesn't. Lots of copies. Not his information. Okay, so what we'll do, Mark, is once I get all that information back, me and you will go through it together. We'll make sure that, you know, you're happy with your statement. Make sure there's nothing missing. Before what we do, our, what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team. What that'll do, obviously, the, you know, your statements, your proof of care will obviously substantiate our case and give us the best chance of getting you the best result.
You know, I was in a List D school as well.
Yeah, what is a List D school, Mark? I have heard that term.
An approved school for boys.
Okay. And was that a residential school?
Aye.
Okay. And what was your time like there?
Oh, shite.
Would you class that as abusive, do you think, Mark? Or?
Aye, really abusive place.
It's really abusive. Okay. I'm going to get that, I'm going to get that school from you as well.
And it's called Kibble School and it was in Paisley.
Give me 2 seconds, pal. I just need to go into a different page. I need to add the care setting. And what's it called, sorry?
Kibble, K-I-B-B-E-L.
Yeah. School.
Aye, it was in Paisley.
And do you know what, from roughly what date?
No, I've not got a clue. It's that long ago.
Yeah. Any idea when you started there, maybe? Took a
pay
due at 1977. So did you start in Kibble before or after, Mark?
After.
Okay. How long was you in Craig due for?
Maybe right up to the 80s, I think.
You were in Craig due up to the 80s?
Aye.
So should we go Kibble School from 81?
Aye, probably. 81, 82, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't got any sort of statement for this, obviously, because we're only just entering this information now. Shall I take the statement off you now, or shall I wait till I get all the information back?
I think you're better waiting for all the information back, because that would tell you more.
Yeah, no problem. So, give me 2 seconds. Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll obviously write to the Paisley Local Authority as well as the Glasgow Local Authority or the Social Services, make sure that we get all of your information.
I think you're better off writing to Kibble School yourself.
Is that still going, is it?
Aye, that's still going, aye.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll do is I'll write to the school, I'll also write to the social services as well and the local authorities. Once we gather all this information, Mark, we'll then do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team. From there, we'll then hopefully get a panel date relatively quickly, Mr. Walker, and then they will obviously judge on our case. And then hopefully we'll get you some recognition of, you know, the trauma you faced in your time in care, and also some financial compensation, Mr. Walker.
All right.
Is that okay?
Aye.
Okay. Just to let you know, Mark, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. It's going to take me months to gather this information from these local authorities. They, even under the threat of legal action, which we do regularly, they still don't give us the information back quickly. But obviously, it's in my company's best interest as well as yours for me to get this information back as quickly as possible for you. So that's going to be my role now for the next 6 to 8 months, Mark, is to fight to get your information, and then we'll go through it all together.
Right.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me, Mark, on what my role is and how I'm going to pursue your case now?
No, nothing.
Okay, sir. So just quickly then, because of the sensitive nature of these cases, I do have to go back a step with you, just explain our fees and explain what options are out there for you. This will be the last time that I do this with you, so I just need to obviously make sure you are happy with our fees, happy with, you know, where the best option for you before we progress with your case. So just to let you know, Mark, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail, if you so wish, to gather your own information and present your own case. So that's option one. Option two are there are other law firms out there who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per case, per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't advise you or divulge or discuss their processes and what they would do for you, or probably more importantly, Mark, what they don't do for you. It's all I can tell you is we, as MMA, we don't participate in that scheme. We actively rejected the scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We're entering into a joint venture with you under what's called a no-win, no-fee. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a company and as a law firm to gather as much evidence as we can to substantiate your claim and your case. We do that, Mark. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. What that means is you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case. On the flip side of that, Mark, as well, if we are unsuccessful due to the, you know, hardship and mental hardship you've been through in your life, we would never put any sort of financial pressure on you. So if we are unsuccessful, we won't put any sort of come looking for fees from you. Our insurance company will pay our fees. So it is a genuine no-win, no-fee, Mark.
Right.
Is that okay?
Aye.
Do you understand those three options, sir?
Aye, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Mark?
Aye, definitely.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Mark, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. Whether that you're aware of that, we can start that 14 day from now. That's entirely up to you. Or you are well within your right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period and I can get started on your case straight away.
Aye, go ahead with the case.
Perfect. So you're happy for me to waive the 14-day, Mark?
Aye, definitely.
Excellent.
I need some justice.
Yeah, I'm going to find my hardest to get you there. I that's one thing that I can promise you is we are going to fight our hardest to get you some justice. What I'll do, Mark, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks. You have my number now. It's just this number I've rang you on. Save it. My name's Michael. Give me a call anytime you wish. If I can't answer, leave me a message. I'll ring you straight back. If you need me for anything, I'm always at the other end of a phone call for you. I work for you, Mark, so you know you'll never be wasting my time. So you'll have my contact details within a couple of weeks by email and letter, and I'll check in with you every 3 to 4 weeks just to make sure that you know you're still okay. Let you know how I'm getting on, and just have a chat, really, Mark, until we're ready to present.
Right.
Is that okay, Mark?
Aye, definitely.
Excellent. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No. Just call me Mark.
Okay, Mark. Thank you very much. I'll make a note of that. I will be in touch, Mark. I'm going to go and start on your case, buddy. And I'll speak to you in the next few weeks.
Hey, Michael, no bother.
Mark, just to let you know, if any other company rings you and they can't put me on the phone, put the phone down to them, it's going to be me now that deals with the case
right.
From now until the end. So if another company phones you pretending to be your law firm, just ask them for me. And if they can't put me on a call, just put the phone down on them, buddy.
Right.
Thank you, Mark.
Right.
Speaking to you. Thank you for being brave while I'm speaking to me. I really appreciate it.
Right, Michael. Cheers.
Thanks, pal. Speak to you soon.
Right. Bye.
Bye, Mark. Bye-bye.